Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So here's the thing. Playing a game with a rich storyline is definitely great, but with all these plot twists, developments, and character arcs, well, they can get pretty tiring at times. So what if, instead, you could skip most of the plot and go straight to the end? Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that let you skip the story entirely. Number 10, Coin Flip. Zero Escape, Zero Time Dilemma. Zero Time Dilemma is an action-adventure game in which the player has to guide a group of kidnapping victims through a maze of death traps and puzzles set up by a mysterious killer dressed as a plague doctor. Now, this game doesn't so much let you skip the main story as it basically forces you to right at the start. The killer's sick death games begin with a simple coin toss. When his victims awake, he presents them with a challenge. They can choose the result of a coin toss, and if their guess is correct, the killer will set them free. Now, the scene is purposefully set up in a way where the proposition seems a little dishonest to dissuade you from choosing at all. However, if you do guess correctly, the killer will follow through on his promise and release all of his kidnapped victims unharmed, prompting the end credits to roll. The interesting thing here is, though, that the coin toss is rigged. Your first guess will always be right on your first playthrough, which is why if you don't fall for the false narrative, you're guaranteed to get the best possible ending in just a few minutes. Number 9. Destroy Larvos in the Prologue. Chrono Trigger. The secret developer ending in Chrono Trigger is one of the earliest examples of that trope in video games. Although it is played off as a joke, you can reach the ending by fulfilling the main objective of the game within the first hour, without having to indulge in any exposition, character arcs, or plot developments. Now, Larvos, the world-ending parasite that serves as the main antagonist of the game, is encountered by the player in the first stage. Being the final boss of the game, you're obviously not supposed to win, but it isn't impossible. By using exploits such as power grinding or simply by using a cheating device, you can stand a chance against him and defeat him at the Ocean Palace without having to beat the game or using the New Game Plus mode. Defeating Larvos early awards you with the secret developer ending, in which your character is transported to a literal developer room, seeing Chrono Trigger's various big name creators congratulate you one after another. It's a pretty ironic reward considering that you just ignored most of the stuff that they worked so hard on and skipped right to the end. Number 8. Destroy the Dark Brotherhood. The Elder Scrolls V: Skyrim. Aside from becoming the Dragonborn and saving the world, Skyrim allows you to join several factions and slowly climb their ranks to the top. The main quest lines for all of these can be pretty lengthy, but luckily, the Dark Brotherhood story offers you a much simpler and quicker alternative. Now, normally, the main quest line of the Dark Brotherhood requires you to become their top assassin, eliminating a wide array of targets to reach the ultimate goal of taking out the Emperor of Tamriel. However, if killing people in the name of some dark god isn't for you, or if you're simply just too lazy to go on a nationwide killing spree, you can skip this questline entirely by ratting out the Dark Brotherhood to the Emperor's personal guard, thereby destroying their faction entirely. To do this, simply kill Astrid when she tries to recruit you and speak to the leader of the Pentius Oculatus in Dragonbridge. After you inform him of the Brotherhood's presence, he'll send you to their hideout to take them all out. Killing the assassins takes only a fraction of the time it takes to complete all of their missions, and as a bonus, you get to save a little of your conscience from assassinating innocent people. Well, mostly innocent. Number 7. Defeat Ganon Early. Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is an incredibly expansive open world game. The game's map is huge and filled with all sorts of special locations that Link needs to visit on his quest to defeat Ganon. In order to finish the main narrative, you need to sink in about, I don't know, like 100 hours? Or if you're clever and more than a little daring, you can do it in about 30 minutes. Since the main objective of Breath of the Wild is to defeat Calamity Ganon, and there's nothing blocking your path to his location, you can technically challenge the glowing pig head as soon as Link wakes up. The fight will definitely be difficult, seeing as you don't have any powers, weapons, or allies. And without the help of the divine beast that you free throughout the course of the game, Ganon will be at full health. You also need to defeat all four of his avatars that you would normally battle inside the corrupted divine beasts. However, if you manage to take on this challenge and come out alive, Ganon will be defeated, Zelda will be rescued, and that will be game over. After all, killing Ganon and rescuing Zelda is what all Zelda games are really all about. Number 6. Kill Urizen Early. Devil May Cry 5. Now, Devil May Cry 5 offers something very similar to Breath of the Wild. In the game's prologue, the player needs to take on Urizen, the big, bad, evil guy stuck to an even bigger, badder throne. The fight is incredibly hard. So hard, in fact, that the developers expect you to lose. In fact, your defeat is a crucial point in the story that establishes Nero and Dante's motivations for the rest of the game. That said, though, this fight isn't scripted, and you can actually defeat him, although it definitely takes a lot of effort, as he has a ton of health and his attacks pack a huge punch. But if you're skilled enough to bring him down without any upgrades or perks, you can unlock a super secret special ending in which the story is concluded with a few lines of text and a literal "they lived happily ever after" moment. The secret ending is obviously a joke, but hilariously, you'll still get the "well, I'll be damned" trophy that pops later when you fight him for real.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Let the villagers kill Gandahar. Two Worlds. In terms of sheer hilarity, the early ending of the action RPG Two Worlds is easily one of the best. There's nothing quite like seeing the final boss of a game getting brutally pummeled to death by an angry mob of peasants. Gandahar, the dark wizard who kidnaps the main character's sister, appears in the starting location of the game, trying to convince you to join his secret society. Though at this stage he doesn't reveal his true identity, the game does consider his character to be the actual Gandahar, which means that killing him can trigger the endgame cutscene where he falls dead in front of the player and the credits begin to roll. Now, this mysterious stranger is incredibly powerful, which is why you can't beat him alone. To bring Gandahar down, you'll need to attack him and then run towards the nearest group of villagers. Now, with some careful positioning, you can bait Gandahar into throwing some of his magic towards you and hitting the villagers in the area of effect splash. This will then trigger them to attack Gandahar, and they will slowly, very slowly, take him down with their bare fists and pickaxes. Even the darkest and strongest of magic can't stand a chance against the sheer power of an angry mob. Number 4. Kill Father. Fallout 4. The plot of Fallout 4 has you making some tough moral choices to determine the future of the Commonwealth. This involves taking out rival factions, deciding whether the android synths should be protected or destroyed, and betraying some of the companions that you picked up along the way. But don't worry, if this all sounds like something you don't want to bother with, you can skip the entire second half of the main storyline and avoid the major conflict between the factions by doing one rather questionable thing. When you finally manage to infiltrate the Institute, you get to meet your long-lost son, Sean, who turns out to be their leader, now going by the name of Father. Sean will then offer you to join up, which triggers a series of missions where you act as a double agent for your faction of choice and ultimately calls an all-out war between all of them. However, if you kill Father Sean right out of the gate whilst on the side of the Minutemen, you'll be thrown out and the missions will never trigger. After this, you can immediately proceed to the final showdown with the Institute and reach the end of the game without having to destroy the other two major factions at all. I mean, sure, yes, you will have to kill your own son, but what's a little homicide in the face of world peace, right? Number 3. Kill Liberty on your way to Denver. Wasteland 3. Wasteland 3 has over 6 different endings, one of which can be achieved so early it concludes Wasteland's main storyline before you even get into it. The game's plot revolves around the Arizona Rangers trying to win the favor of the Patriarch, the ruler of Colorado Springs. This man wants the Rangers to bring back his 3 rebellious children, and one of them, Liberty, can be met as soon as you finish the prologue. Although Liberty is the toughest out of the 3 children and is intended to be beaten towards the end of the game, the player can challenge her to a duel that usually ends up with your squad being squashed by Liberty's robots. That said, some players have found a way to beat Liberty early on by exploiting the game's hacking mechanic and disabling her shields and robots. It turns out that killing her right off the bat causes the game to jump straight to the end, resolving all of the Rangers' issues and giving you the happy ending. Now that is efficient. Number 2. Use Alex's escape pod. Prey. Have you ever watched a horror movie and wondered, why don't they just leave? Well, sci-fi horror Prey answers this question by giving you the choice to escape its monster-infested space station very early on, allowing you to ignore all the twists and moments of tension that this game has to offer. You see, early on in the story, the player comes across an escape pod belonging to their brother Alex. If you manage to find his access card and bring it to the pod, Prey will present you with a choice of leaving the space station or going back to fight the monsters and rescuing the remaining survivors. Choosing the former will trigger a cutscene in which Alex calls your decision an unexpected disappointment, in reference to a certain plot twist at the end of the game, after which your character enters the pod and jets off into space. The secret ending lets you skip most of the game while simultaneously offering the most logical solution to being stuck on a space station with a bunch of shape-shifting aliens. Yes, it may be cruel to leave your friends and crewmates behind, but who said you had to play the hero here? And number 1, escape to the US, Far Cry 6. Secret endings accessible at the start is something of a tradition in the Far Cry series. Ever since Far Cry 4 introduced the idea of working with the villain Pagan Min to finish the game in 30 minutes, each new Far Cry has included something similar, and Far Cry 6 is no different. In fact, it actually did it in a pretty original way. The secret ending is accessible at any point of the game and doesn't involve waiting for an uncomfortable amount of time. To trigger, simply drive any boat outside of the boundaries of the map, which will trigger a special cutscene where your character Danny leaves her war-torn country and moves to the US. Here, Danny will be shown chilling on a beach and listening to a radio broadcast about the death of their friend Clara and the subsequent defeat of her revolution against Anton. After that, the credits will roll. Now, it might seem a little underwhelming, but this faux finale is far more upbeat and positive than what actually happens in Far Cry 6's proper ending. And there we go, my friends. Those were 10 video games that let you skip the story entirely. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. As always, I've been Jules, and you can go follow me over on Instagram and Twitter, where it's at RetroJ, but the O is a zero. Hope to see you over there, my friends. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. I hope that you haven't skipped the ending of this video, because I'm going to try and juice you up with a dose of positivity, my friend. Because you, yes, you listening to this video, you deserve all the best things in life, all right? Like love, happiness, and success. And do not let anything or anyone else tell you otherwise. You are a massive ledge, and you deserve the bloody best. Now go out there and smash it, because I believe in ya. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.